Current law already requires testing for anyone applying for the state's Welfare to Work program who has a felony drug conviction. If they fail, their benefits can be reduced. State Representative Dan Knodel wants to increase the penalty, though.
Currently, their benefits could be reduced by 10 to 15%. This bill would change that percentage to a minimum of 25% to a maximum of 50%.
The reduction would last for up to a year. Knodel says the penalty is intended to discourage drug use and to reassure the public that those using W-2 are actually trying to improve their situation rather than taking advantage of a taxpayer-funded program.
They expect that if someone is applying for assistance that they really need to conduct themselves in a certain manner and with certain behavior, that they're using this assistance, these benefits, towards a positive outcome.
The bill does provide some exemptions for W-2 participants who have dependent children.
If there would be a reduction in the benefit, that reduction then would go to the dependent child or children.
State officials say the change would have only impacted about 27 W-2 applicants in the past year. Andrew Beckett, Wisconsin Radio Network.